姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再次有机会来一同寻求主的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek Lord's will together.
我们在交通以前先有个祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers before the sharing.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
万有都是本于你。依靠你，归于你，而且荣耀要归给你自己。
For all things are of you, unto you, and be unto you, and all the glory to you.
我们今天所能明白、所能承受的，源头都是你。
For what we can understand today, the original source is from you.
我们将要得着的，也都是来自于你。
And what we gain is also from you.
我们赞美感谢归给你。
We give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
因为你是一切的一切。
For you are all and in all.
所以我们唯有靠着来到你面前。
So without any other dependence, we come before you.
这是我们最稳妥的。
And this is our assurance.
无论说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都投靠在你的怀里。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear, we commit ourselves into your bosom.
我们实在愿意，在你的脚前来得你的供应。
We are willing to receive your provision before your feet.
求你把天上的窗户向我们打开。
Do pray that you open the heavenly window.
照着我们可以承受的度量来丰丰富富的超过我们所求所想的来供应给我们。
According to our capacity, do provide to us abundantly, more than what we can imagine.
也求你捆绑恶者所有一切有形无形的明处暗处的各种的诡计。
And do pray that you bind all the evil tricks of the enemy, whether it's hidden or seen.
愿你赐给我主耶稣基督那超乎万民之上的名，在这里显出全人的得胜。
Do pray the name you have given to our Lord Jesus Christ, which is above every name. Do pray this name manifest this full victorious.
我们再一次把颂赞荣耀归给被杀、升天、复活、升天，现在坐在宝座的。我们的救主耶稣基督和父神。
So once again, we give all the praises and glory unto this Lord Jesus who was crucified and ascended in heaven and now is sitting on the right hand side of the Father.
谢谢你给我们寻求你的机会。
We thank you for giving us this opportunity to seek you.
愿你祝福我们在你面前这个机会。
Do pray that you bless this opportunity before you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
今天可能会读多一点。
We will read more verses.
第一处在哥林多后书三章第五、第六节。
First is Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit.For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
在第四章第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
我们有一段时间一直看新约执事的特征。
For past few months, we have been looking through the special characteristics of the New Testament ministers.
今天我们把重点放在传基督耶稣为主。
Today we will put our focus on preach Christ Jesus the Lord.
圣经新约有耶稣基督，又有基督耶稣。
In the New Testament, the Bible says.Jesus Christ and also Christ Jesus.
那耶稣基督重点在耶稣基督是耶稣是道成肉身的耶稣。
Jesus Christ is to focus on Lord is the Lord, Word become flesh.
那基督耶稣是他已经复活升天。
Christ Jesus is that he has already risen and now in the heaven.
所以这里说是传基督耶稣为主。
And here says preach Christ Jesus the Lord.
哦，这位已经复活升天的基督耶稣，他是主。
This Christ Jesus who has already risen on high, he is the Lord.
呀，我想我们常常喊主啊主啊主啊，但是主到底是怎样一位主，可能我们还是有很多心里不太明朗的地方。
We always call Lord, Lord, but what kind of Lord he is, often we probably don't really understand.
或者我们说我们传基督耶稣为主，但是他怎么传法，我们心里还是有很多的好像不清楚。
Or we say that preach Christ Jesus as the Lord, but how shall we preach, which we don't really understand.
感谢主让我发现在《使徒行传》第二章呢，好像是一幅图画，它是一个经历，也是个图画。
Thank the Lord that I realize in Book of Acts chapter 2, it's like a picture, it's also an experience.
因为我们基督徒的对神的认识，有的时候是先知道了神的话，然后进入这个经历。
For us Christians experience to understand God, sometimes is first we understand His words, then we enter into the experience.
但有的时候主给我们的经历是给我们的那个带领的方式是先进入经历，还不明白什么意思，但是逐渐后来明白那个意思。
But sometimes Lord's guidance to us is first we enter into the experience, although we don't really understand the words, but gradually we will understand.
那使徒行传第二章就有这个特性。
So Acts chapter 2 has this specialty.
当这个经历这个事实发生了，但是那个解释在当时还没有完全解释完。
When the reality, when the experience already happened, but yet the explanation has not been explained.
所以当时的圣徒先有经历，先进入这个事实，然后后来的圣徒，后来主在圣灵的带领底下，然后后来再做更清楚、更详细的把这个意思把它解明清楚。
So all the saints at that time, they had experience first, and later on, the later saints, they start to at understand such experience.
所以使徒行传第二章很宝贵。
So Acts chapter 2 is very precious.
希望我们读一遍的时候稍微多注意一下。
So as we read through, let's pay attention.
可能你不会记得太多，但是没关系，我们就是给大家一个印象。
It might be you not remember much, but it's okay. We just have impression of it.
比较长一点啊，那还是一样，我们中文英文这样读哈，我们一句中文一句英文。
Let's read this through, one verse in Chinese, one verse in English.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and set upon each of them.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven.
这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的乡谈说话，就甚纳闷。
Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in their own language.
都惊讶稀奇说，看啊，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？
And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?
我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的乡谈呢？
And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born?
我们帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人和住在米索波大米、犹太、加帕多加、本都、 亚细亚。
And Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia in Pontus and Asia.
弗里加、庞菲利亚、埃及的人，并靠近古利奈的吕比亚一带的地方的人，从罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人，或是进犹太教的人。
Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the part of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes.
格里底和亚拉伯人都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲说神的大作为。
Cretes and Arabians who do hear them speak our tongues and wonderful works of God.
众人都惊讶猜疑，彼此说这是什么意思呢？
And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What means this?"
还有人讥诮说，他们无非是新酒灌满了。
Others mocking say, "These men are full of new wine."
彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。”
But Peter, standing up with the 11, lift up his voice and say unto them, "You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words."
你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到四初。
For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day.
这正是先知约珥所说的。
But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
And on my servants, on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾。
And I will show wonders in heaven above, and the signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke.
日头要变为黑暗。月亮要变为血，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。
The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come.
到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
以色列人啊，请听我的话，神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹，将它证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。
You men of Israel, hear these words: Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know.
他既按着神的定旨先见，被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手。把他钉在十字架上杀了。
Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
Whom God has raised up, having loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it.
大卫指着他说：“我看见主常在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动。”
For David speaks concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved.
所以我心里快乐欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。
Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope.
因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption.
你将生命的道路指示我， 必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。
Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance.
弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明地对你们说，他死了，也葬埋了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。
Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day.
大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上。
Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne.
就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。
He seen this before, speak of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witness.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的都浇灌下来。
Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, He has shed forth this, which you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
For David is not ascended unto heavens, but he says himself, The Lord say unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand.
等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Until I make thy foes thy footstool.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ.
众人听见这话觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and say unto Peter and to the rest of apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Then Peter say unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
彼得还用许多的话做见证，劝勉他们，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了3000人。
Then they that gladly received his words were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。
And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
And all the believers were together and had all things common.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
在这张圣经里面，我发现几个方面是关于传基督耶稣为主的。
In this chapter, I have found several aspects that has to do with preach Christ Jesus as Lord.
第一个方面是, 基督身体的实际里面来传基督耶稣为主。
First is to preach Christ Jesus as Lord in the reality of the body of Christ.
第二个方面就是在成为神话语的见证，或者见证神的话语来传基督耶稣为主。
The second aspect is to preach Christ Jesus as Lord in terms of to testify in terms of testifying God's words.
第三个方面就是求告主名的得救来传基督耶稣为主。
And third aspect is those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is to preach Christ Jesus as Lord.
第四个方面就是生命的道路，从生命的道路，不但明白什么是生命的道路，是进入生命的道路，见证生命的道路，来传基督耶稣为主。
Fourth is not only to understand the way of life, but also enter and also testify the way of life to preach Christ Jesus as the Lord.
第五个方面是主已经在宝座。
The fifth aspect is the Lord is already on the throne.
今天在地上的圣徒见证主已经在宝座来传基督耶稣为主。
The saints on earth today testify our Lord is already on the throne and to preach Christ Jesus as the Lord.
那第六个方面就是神要使仇敌成为主的脚凳，也是什么？成为教会的脚凳，使仇敌成为脚凳来传基督耶稣为主。
And the sixth aspect is our Lord will make the enemy to become our Lord's footstool, also the footstool of the church, and which it, to become footstool, that is to preach Christ Jesus as Lord.
那第七个方面呢,就是活在他是主,他是基督的实际,来传基督耶稣为主。
And the seventh aspect is to preach Christ Jesus as Lord by living in the reality that He is Lord.
我想我们可以靠主的恩典一点一点来明白。So
by the Lord's grace, we can understand bit by bit.
我们知道《使徒行传》第二章是很多经历圣灵的弟兄姊妹喜欢用的那一章。For
Acts chapter 2, our many brothers and sisters who have experienced the Holy Spirit and they like to use this chapter much.
在这段圣经里面比较被强调的是说方言。In
this chapter, mostly focus upon speaking in tongues.
我想这里是很明显是放在当中。It
is very obvious it's in the midst of it.
但是呢，你发现呢，这里只多半被强调说方言那一面，但是。 从《使徒行传》第二章、第三、第四节，它不是光只有说方言那一面。We
do realize it does mention about speaking in tongues, but Acts chapter 2, 3, 4 is not just focused upon speaking in tongues.
它包括了说方言。It's
speaking in tongues is included.
它包括了说智慧的言语或者知识的言语。And
also included speaking the words of wisdom and knowledge.
它包括了 神界的使徒或者是信主的人行神迹奇事异能。
And also includes that our Lord using the apostles or those who believe the Lord to perform the miracles, signs and wonders.
它包括了圣徒之间彼此的帮助，这里就是什么，他们就是变卖家产，然后在一起生活，其实就是圣徒彼此的帮助，彼此的扶持。
It also including the saints helping one another, which is they sold everything and live, and they had all things in common. That's they helping one another.
如果我们仔细去发现的话，你会发现在哥林多前书十二章的讲的那些，自己几乎都可以发现。If
we pay much attention, then we will realize what it talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. All are mentioned here.
所以那里是解释，这里是经历。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is the explanation, and here in Acts chapter 2 is the experience.
所以这个事情的发生就是基督身体在地上实际的出现。So
what happened here is the actuality of the appearance of the body of Christ on earth.
所以这个经历是多方面的。So
this experience has many aspects.
那这个事情的发生是首先发生在愿意
So what happened here first happened upon those saints who have listened to Lord's words and willing to pray.
我们知道主耶稣死而复活，看见他复活，听见他复活之后跟他交通的应该有超过500个人。
We know that there are more than 500 people who have seen our Lord's risen and also listened to his words and fellowship with him.
但是听了主的话又照着主的吩咐去在耶路撒冷等候祷告的是120个人。
But there were 120 people who listened to Lord's words and willing to follow his words to wait at Jerusalem and pray.
所以真正把主说过的话放在心里面的好好的认真去寻求的是不到四分之一的。
So it was less than one fourth of the group of people who truly heard Lord's words and seeking his words diligently in their hearts.
那第一章主跟他们说了什么话？
So what did our Lord told them in chapter 1?
主复活之后跟他们说神国度的事。
After our Lord was risen, he told them about the kingdom of God.
也就是主耶稣来成就这个救恩不是光要罪得赦免，是要把我们带进神的国度，天国里面。
So our Lord Jesus come to complete the salvation, not just to let us be saved, but also bring us into this godly kingdom, which is heavenly kingdom.
所以进入天国，进入神的国，进入天国是积极的。
So it's active in order to enter into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
所以这是第一部分主跟他们讲的话。
So that's the first thing Lord told them.
然后第二个部分就是主要叫他们受圣灵的浸。
And the second aspect is our Lord would like them to get baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的浸就是第二章所发生的事情。
And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what happened in chapter 2.
那这个浸呢，它的意义就是什么？基督的浸成一个身体，把这个个别的基督徒变成一个基督的身体。
And the meaning of this baptism is to baptize individual Christians into the body of Christ.
所以神要教会，主要教会有基督身体的见证。
So Lord would like church to have the testimony of the body of Christ.
然后呢，到了第三个部分呢，主说你们要在耶路撒冷等候从上头来的能力，然后呢为主做见证。
And third part is that Lord told them that you have to wait at Jerusalem and wait upon the power from above to testify for them.
那这个见证就是耶稣基督的见证。
And this testimony is the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
那之后主就被接升天。
And afterwards our Lord was being taken up.
然后升天的时候就有这个两个穿白衣的在那里讲说他怎样去他还要怎样回来。
And after he was taken up, then two men in white told them that how he was received up, he should also come back.
所以第一章里面有四个大重点。
So in chapter 1, there are four main points.
国度的见证。
The testimony of the kingdom.
基督身体的见证。
Testimony of the body of Christ.
耶稣基督的见证。
Testimony of Jesus Christ.
主的再来。
And Lord's return.
所以我相信这120个人在那里祷告的时候，这些东西都是他们在祷告的重要的内容方向。
So I trust that when 120 people were praying, all those things are their main direction and content of prayers.
所以到第二章就发生圣灵果然降临。
And chapter 2 it happened, the Holy Spirit truly poured down.
然后这个降临呢，你发现好多加利利人他说起别国的话。
And then with this Holy Spirit poured down, then you find that many Galileans start to speak in other tongues.
所以这里讲是别人听得懂的话。
And that's the language other people could understand.
方言有的是别人听不懂的，但有的是别人听得懂的。
Tongues, some are others could understand, some others could not understand.
那这里的就是这些加利利人他讲的就是他从来没有学过那个话，但是他讲的那个话，那个听到人就受了特别的震撼。
So what the Galileans spoke here was they have never learned the language, but they spoke in such language so that when others heard it, they were greatly shaken.
我想不是光讲的人很震撼，听的人恐那个不是光不光听的人很震撼，讲的人自己也很稀奇。
I trust that it was not only those who heard were shaken, but the ones who spoke themselves they were amazed.
这里的翻译哈，中文的翻译至少都让你感觉不到那个那个 那个震撼的多强啊。
The translation in Chinese, we really cannot understand how great was such impact.
那个震撼强到一个地步，就好像你目瞪口呆，你真的不晓得该怎么做下一步，就是你完全不知道该怎么办，这样。
This actually was so, this impact was so great to the point that actually people did not know what to do next.
那个大大的震撼。
It was greatly impact.
因为这个恩赐是从神来的。
Because the gift was from God.
所以他们是突然之间主就给他们。
So God suddenly gave them those gifts.
所以讲到身体的经历的时候，这个恩赐应该是从神来的。
So when talking about the experience of the body, the gifts are from God.
从圣灵来的。
From the Holy Spirit.
而且是圣灵照着圣灵的意思来给的。
And the Holy Spirit gives according to their, to what they will give.
我想这里这么多国家哈，这里根本那个要讲的他没有办法选择说我要讲帕提亚话，我要讲什么格里底话，而且他们没有选择的。
There are so many countries and languages here. I think the ones who spoke, they had no choice which language they would want to speak.
可能这些有一群的，有些的被摆在帕提亚人前面，所以呢，主就圣灵一浇灌的时候，嘣，就帕提亚话出去了。
It might be this group of people was placed in front of Parthians. So when the Holy Spirit poured down, they start to speak Parthians.
所以这个决定权在于圣灵，在于主。
So the decision was made by the Holy Spirit.
啊，这是很宝贵的事情。
This is so precious.
啊，这个如果我们经历这个恩赐是来自于主自己的，那个得到恩赐人他是不可能骄傲的。
If we experience this gift is from the Lord Himself, the ones who receive the gift, they will never be proud.
因为是出于主的。
Because that's from the Lord.
主给的。
Given from the Lord.
那我们不单单看到这个方面。
Not only see this.
你看到这个身体的经历不单是有这个说方言的方面。
You see the experience of body is not only in the aspect about speaking tongues.
大家真的不知道怎么办的时候。
When people did not know what to do next.
彼得就站起来。
Peter stood up.
彼得就圣灵给他智慧话或者是知识的话。
And the Holy Spirit gave Peter the words of wisdom or knowledge.
他在说那话，他说你们看着这个，你们觉得好像很奇怪，然后呢，你们甚至说他们这些人是喝醉酒了。
Peter said that as you see this, you seem those are strange, and you thought they are drunken.
他不是喝醉酒了。
They are not drunken.
是坐在宝座的主做了他的工作。
It's because the Lord on the throne has done His work.
所以呢，这件事情呢，就应验了三段圣经。
So, though what happened has fulfilled three parts of scriptures.
那彼得特别说，弟兄们，请听我的话。这个话呢，是用 Rhema 那个话。
So Peter here says that, please hear me, brethren. This, as he said, please hear my words. Those words is Rhema.
也就是说，旧约已经把原则性神预言的话说出来，那是 Logos 的话。
So in the Old Testament, Lord has God. In the Old Testament, God has already spoke His words, which are Logos.
那时候一直放在那里，就以色列人他们也一直在读，但是还没有应验。
All those words have been put there, and all the Israelites have been reading it, but has not been fulfilled yet.
那这个时候呢，发生这个情况，彼得受圣灵的感动说，这就是应验那三段话。
So here with what happened, Peter being touched by the Holy Spirit, and he said that here fulfills all those three parts of scriptures.
第一段话是约珥书第二章。
First is fulfilling Book of Joel, chapter 2.
第二段是应验诗篇十六篇。
And second is to fulfill Psalm 16.
第三段是应验诗篇第一百一十篇。
The third part fulfills Psalm 110.
那我们还是先回来看看这个基督身体的见证。
So let's come back to look at the testimony of the body of Christ.
所以当圣灵把恩赐给下来。
When the Holy Spirit gives the gifts.
圣灵要给哪一个弟兄、哪一个姊妹或者哪一个圣徒怎样的恩赐，那个决定权是在圣灵。
The decision is made determined by the Holy Spirit. What kind of gifts to give and also to whom?
我们可以羡慕，但是圣灵如果不给的话，那就不是圣灵给的。
We can have such desire of gifts, but if not given by the Holy Spirit, Then that's not from the Lord.
所以出于圣灵给的，就是圣灵给的；不是圣灵给的，就不是圣灵给的。
So whatever is from the Holy Spirit, that's given by the Holy Spirit. If not, then that's not from the Holy Spirit.
那这个呢？这个在这个哥林多前书十二章讲到基督身体的那个生活的时候，有三个方面。
As in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the life in the body of Christ. There are three aspects.
一个方面就是讲到恩赐是圣灵给的。
First talks about the gifts are given by the Holy Spirit.
然后所以每一个得到恩赐的，但他在基督的身体里面又成为肢体。
So each received the gifts, and also in the body of Christ, they become members.
那这个肢体呢，是在什么位置？它是做手呢？它是做眼呢？它是做口呢？这是主来决定。
And the Lord determines what position of this member is in the body, whether his eye or hand or mouth.
那他在什么时候显出什么功用？这功用可能是做使徒的功用，或者是做先知的功用。或者说其他的照顾人各方面的功用，这是神来决定。
And also God determines what kind of function he has. Then, for example, it's manifested whether he's the prophet or taking care of people or apostles.
所以教会可以说，教会开始的第一天就是在身体的经历和身体的见证里面。
So the first day since church started, it's in the experience of the body and the testimony of the body.
所以基督身体的见证，基督身体的认识，不是后来的事情。
So to testify and experience the body of Christ does not happen later.
是教会在地上显出教会的实际的时候，第一天就有。
It's the first day when the church manifests its the reality of the church on earth.
所以对于我们蒙恩得救人来讲的话，我们应该在蒙恩得救的第一天就应该要进入这个身体的生活的实际，身体的经历的实际。
So for us who are saved by the grace, that the first day we are saved, we shall enter into the reality of the experience of the body and its life.
所以在这个经历中，你会经历圣灵的主权，你会经历主耶稣他的在身体上安排的主权。
So in this experience of the body, you will experience the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit and how Lord arranges everything in sovereignty.
你也会发现经历神在各方面在那里运行，在那里做工的主权。
And you also experience the sovereignty of how God moves everything according to His will.
所以你如果读哥林多前书十二章，你就会慢慢就发现至少这三方面，我只是概略提一下。
So when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you will realize at least those three aspects.
然后在这样的方面，在这样的情况中，把我们带进爱的生活，爱的交通里。
And in such situation, it brings us into the life of love and also fellowship in love.
这是哥林多前书十三章。
Then that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
恩赐的运用也好，肢体的这个位置也好，或者是功能的显著也好，都是为了爱。
It's all based on love, whether it's the function of the gift or how the operation of the body.
从神那里接受爱，也因为神把爱充满我们，把爱给到需要给到的方面去。
We receive love from God, and God's love fills us. Therefore, we also able to provide love to all those God would like us to provide.
然后在这个爱的实际里面，进入哥林多前书第十四章。
And in the reality of love, then we enter into chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十四章重要的就是交通。
The important thing mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is fellowship.
但这个交通呢，不是属人的交通，这是在圣灵的运行、圣灵的这些带领底下的交通。
But this fellowship is not about in between men, but it's based on the moving of the Holy Spirit.
所以有造就、安慰、劝勉。
So there's exhortation, comforting, and also exhortation.
所以有智慧、有知识、启示、智慧。
So there's the wisdom, revelation, and wisdom.
这都跟神发生关系。
And all these has to do with God.
所以不是以我们地上的才华。
And that's not based on our ability on earth.
所以这个交通是带来身体的成长的。
So this fellowship brings out the result of growing of the body. So that is very precious.
所以当我们在这个交通里面，你就发现，你发现， 某个弟兄姊妹，某个弟兄，某个姊妹， 他有什么样的主给他的恩赐， 或主给他什么样的这些功用， 或主给他们什么样的那些特别表现。
So through this fellowship, you will realize what kind of brother or sister have such gift or such manifestation or function.
但这背后没有仁义。
And behind it, there is no man's thoughts.
不是人的安排。
It's not arrangement by man.
不是人的训练。
And not the training from man.
当然可能有学习的过程, 但不是训练出来的。
Of course, there are the process of learning, but it's not being trained.
是圣灵做工。
It's the working of the Holy Spirit.
是跟主有一个对的关系。
It's that there's the right relationship with the Lord.
是活在神在众人当中，在一切运行当中那个实际。
Live in the reality of how God arranges everything.
所以人一来到教会，会遇到神自己。
So when men come to church, they will meet God Himself.
所以人一来到那样的聚集当中，人就被神摸着。
So when men come to such gathering, they are being touched by God.
就像主耶稣在地上的时候,
Just like when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
他说的什么话, 人家会把焦点说, 哦, 神说话了。
Whatever he said, then people point toward God.
他做了什么事, 人会把荣耀归给神。
Whatever he did, then people give glory to God.
因为主就是那个透明的气。
For our Lord is the transparent vessel.
所以他会把神的显现、神的同在、神的工作带进来。
He will bring in the manifestation, God's work, and His God's presence to people.
主是那样的在地上，主的教会也应当，如果是正常的话，也会把那样的时机带进来。
How our Lord was on earth like that, if the church is normal, then will also bring in such reality.
然后圣经有另外一卷书讲身体讲的最多。
And the Bible uses another book to talk a lot about the body.
那就是以弗所书。
That is the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章好像一个特别的重点就是这个身体各个肢体一切是连于头的。
The chapter 1 of book Ephesians, it focuses upon the all the members of the body are connected to the head.
所以不管是个人或者团体，它是连于头的，你就发现人会感觉。 这些人只是头的意识的一个彰显的气。
So when the whether individually or corporately as it's connected to the head, then people will see all those individuals or corporately are only the vessels that manifest the head.
所以如果我们个人跟头的这个关系不好。
So if as individually you have not good relationship with the head,
那我们如果做了什么，说了什么呢？人家听到的就是我。 听到我这个地上的人，不会看见头。
Then whatever we do or whatever we say, then people only see me on the earth, not seeing the head.
就是主在地上的，他也讲说，只凭着自己不能说什么。
Even our Lord on earth, He said that by God's Son Himself cannot say anything.
所以主他在地上的时候，人是看到他肉身的这样的一个耶稣在那里，但是他说我不是凭自己说什么。
So when people see our Lord's, when our Lord Jesus' fleshly body, He say that by myself I cannot say anything.
他是见证神是基督的头。
He testified that God is the head of Jesus.
那今天我们要见证基督是个人的头。
But today we should testify that Christ is the head of everyone.
所以若我们跟头的关系好。 你发现人家说，哎，这他是在表现很好，但是知道这原因是什么？因为头在天上。So
if our relationship with the head is good, then other people do see that we are doing well, but they would say that that's because the head is in heaven.
所以这能见证传基督耶稣为主。So
that can testify, preach Christ Jesus as Lord.
如果人只看到我们的才华，看不见主， 人不会知道耶稣，基督耶稣是主。
If people only see our own abilities and not see the Lord, then people would not know that Christ Jesus is the Lord.
那在以弗所书第二章就特别强调说，我们原来都是与神无关无分的。
In chapter 2 of Ephesians, it focuses upon that originally we had no part with Lord Jesus.
而且死在罪恶过犯当中，完全没有希望。
And we were dead in sins and transgressions, had no hope at all.
但神救了我们。
But God has saved us.
一个一个救我们。
Saved us one by one.
一个一个使我们罪得赦免，死而复活。
And one by one, our sins are forgiven and risen from the dead.
与他同复活，也与他同坐在天上。
Risen together with him and also sit together in the heavenly places with him.
与他同坐在天上，就是我们跟头应该是关系是正常的。
Sit together in heavenly places with him is that our relationship with the head should be normal.
然后又把我们这些个性不同、这个背景不同、喜好不同，还有很多很多不同的人放在一起。
And put us who are so different in personality or habits or background, they put us together.
只要有一个小小的不同，我们就不可能在一起。
With even little difference, then it's impossible for us to be together.
但是主允许这许多的不同，却是要把我们放在一起。
But the Lord allows all those differences, but wants to put us together.
让我们认识十字架的道路。
So that we can understand the way of the cross.
所以也经历他实在已经拆毁了割断的墙。
And to experience, he has already taken apart the wall of partition.
所以我们在一起见证，我们是一家人。
So together we testify that we are one family.
我们在一起见证，我们是同一个神的国度里面的人。
Together we testify that we are in the same God's kingdom.
我们在一起能够同时受圣灵的运行带领，能够有那个圣灵充满的时机。
And together we can be moved by the same Holy Spirit, by His guidance, and to testify that we are being filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以这是一件不简单的事。
So this is something not simple.
我们只要稍微强调一下自己的特殊的地方，我们就没有在一起的可能。
If we just focus a little bit about how special we are, then it's impossible for us to be together.
但是主把这个没有在一起可能的人，不但在一起，而且见证是一个家，是一个国，是一个身体。
But Lord put us who are not possible to be together, He still put us together and to testify that it's a family, it's a kingdom, and it's with His presence.
他的关键，他是主。
The main point is that He is the Lord.
他如果不是主，就没有办法成就这件事。
If He is not the Lord, then it cannot be fulfilled.
而且这个事情呢，要叫我们在一切的灵界、空中执政掌权面前做见证。
And this, we have to testify in all those in power in the heavenly realm to testify.
所以千万不要以为我们基督徒生活只是活在我们肉眼看得见的这少数的人当中。
So don't think that we only live our Christian life in those with our fleshly eyes.
还有一个，我们肉眼看不见，但是一直在那里很仔细的、很用心的在那里查看我们的。
But there's one that's invisible to our fleshly eyes, but he's always searching detailly within us.
而且主也允许我们经过很多的困难。
And the Lord also allows us to go through so many difficulties.
要在一起是困难是很多的。
To be together, there are so many difficulties.
但是呢，也在这样的情况底下，主让我们里面的人长大。
But only in such circumstances, the Lord allows us to grow, our inner man to grow.
让我们从有限被扩大到进入无限的层次。
So that from us being limited to be enlarged to become infinite.
这是神的智慧啊。
Then that's God's wisdom.
神让我们在有限的时间、有限的学习、有限的好像一切的有限当中，他要把那个无限的东西带给我们。
God.To put us in such limited time learning and in all those limited experiences, but he would like bring us into the infinite.
所以这是，所以他要让我们一起见证基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So here he would like us to experience how high, how deep, how wide, and how length, what's the length of the love of God.
然后把我们带到那测不透的丰富里面。
And to bring us into unsearchable things.
所以为什么这个老约翰写约翰福音的约翰，他说凡是主耶稣做的事情，如果都记下来的话，这世界都容不下。
So the John who wrote the book of John said that if we write down all the things Lord Jesus has done, then nothing can contain it.
因为主做的每一件事情都是超越有限的。
For all the things our Lord has done surpass all the limitations.
所以今天我们如果在主的同在里面那样身体的生活，那个有那个身体的基督身体的实际，那主要把我们带到那个属天的那个无限的那个丰富里面去。
So with Lord's presence today, if we are in the body of Christ, then we experience such life. Then the Lord will bring us into such infinity.
这要叫我们里面受震撼再震撼，扩大再扩大，而且受激励再受激励。
So this will make us to be shaken over and over again, and enlarge us over and over again, and being encouraged over and over.
我常常想一个问题哈。
Often I think of one thing.
我现在不知道我有没有资格，但是我想这个问题。
I think of a question often, although I don't know if I'm qualified.
如果主耶稣等一下来。
If our Lord Jesus just come right next moment.
然后主耶稣说，你要与我一同作王一千年。
And the Lord says that you will be sitting together in reign with me for 1,000 years.
不晓得你的感觉怎样。
I don't know how you feel.
我就发现我大大的够不上。
I feel that I truly fall short.
大大过不上，不是不想要，是什么？是真的觉得我不知道怎么做起啊。
I really fall short. It's not because I don't want to, but I don't know how to do it.
所以今天是一个重要的学习的机会。
So today is a very important learning experience.
所以今天若主在我们身上多多的震撼我们，这是好事。
So if today the Lord shakes us more.That is actually a good thing.
多多的扩大我们，这是好事。
To enlarge us more, that's a good thing.
我们太小了。
We are so small.
我们不但太小，我们还要把主一直缩小到小到好像可以掌握在我们手中的那样光景。
Not only we are so small, but we also shrink our Lord to the point as if we can hold Him.
那实在是我们不知道主要给我们的将来那个托付是何等的大，何等的宝贵。
That is.Truly, we don't know how big and how precious is the entrustment our Lord would like to entrust us in the future.
所以今天是主要预备我们的阶段。
So today is the time Lord prepares us.
教会生活是主在预备我们的阶段。
Church life is the process how Lord can prepare us.
我们千万不要觉得说，哎呀，跟那某某某不好相处，跟某某某又有什么问题，所以呢，我们就躲得不愿意过教会生活。
Don't think that we have problems with this person or that person, so then we hide ourselves and not willing to live our church life.
不，只要他是愿意寻求主的，我们有不一样，这是主扩大我们的机会。
As long as this brother or sister are willing to seek the Lord, then when we are together with them, then it's the time, it's a chance for Lord to enlarge us.
我有我缺的那个部分。
I have the part that I lack.
我需要那个弟兄、那个姊妹，他把我缺的那个部分，让我能够被建立起来。
I need that brother or sister who fills the part that I lack, so I can be edified.
我们不是现在已经完全了。
It's not that we're perfect already.
如果我们现在都完全的，我们马上去跟主同作王，那太好了。
If we are already perfect and immediately we can be together in reign with the Lord, of course that's so good.
所以我们是在有限的机会，主在我们身上做那个无限量的扩大。
So in such limited opportunity, Lord is doing this infinite work to enlarge us.
这很难想象的事。
That is so hard to imagine.
所以主常常给我们遇到那些我们根本就越不过的那个关卡。
So Lord often allows us to meet, to go through those hurdles, which is hard for us to pass.
你会发现，愿意认识主，愿意跟随主，常常遇到那过不去的关卡。
You will realize that when you are willing to follow the Lord, you often encounter those hurdles, which is so hard to pass.
是那个人喜欢受苦，所以他就找苦吃着。
Is it that person like to suffer, therefore he seeks sufferings?
不是的。
It's not so.
是主要预备他，能够达到他可以进天国，在天国里面与主同。 工作王的事迹。
That's not so, but it's because the Lord is preparing the person so that the person is able to one day sit together in throne with the Lord to reign together.
各种各样难以过的关卡，只要是来到主面前，你就发现被主带到那个无限和那个属天的世界。
So with all kinds of hurdles that's hard to pass, as long as we come before the Lord, then the Lord will bring us into the infinity of reality.
但常常这都需要弟兄姊妹在一起。
But often we need to be together with brothers and sisters.
你发现一个人呢太有限，一个人呢就我们就被限制在很小很小的范围。
For one person is so limited and being bounded to a small area.
所以你看我们常常在一起祷告的，我们就祷告，我们就会知道说我主是信实的。
So as we pray together, we know that Lord is faithful.
常在一起祷告的，你就发现，在碰到事情的时候，我里面的感觉就不常祷告的时候，跟不常祷告的时候不一样的。
So as who often pray together, then when we encounter certain things, our feelings will be different from those who don't really pray together much.
然后跟弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，那个智慧声量也在逐渐的扩大。
And when we are together with brothers and sisters, the capacity of our wisdom also being enlarged.
主把我们这些不同的弟兄姊妹，不同的年龄，或者是不同的语言，或者不同的性格，或者各种不同，都是对我们彼此有帮助的。
Lord put us with all the differences, whether it's language or age or personality, and Lord put us all together. It's actually for our edification.
我们有时候就是为了把事情简化，我就照我自己的一个觉得我舒服的范围就好。
Sometimes we just would like to simplify things, therefore I just stay in my comfort zone.
那它的结果就是某一方面主要建立我的，我们得不到机会被建立。
And the result will be that in such area, the Lord would like to edify us, then we cannot be edified in that area.
那是挺可惜的事。
That is very unfortunate.
所以以弗所书第四章说，我们是在爱中彼此建立的。
So the book of Ephesians chapter 4 tells us that we are being edified together in love.
但这个原则就是那个一是不能失去的。
And the principle is that we cannot lose the oneness.
这个一呢，是一个身体，也是一个圣灵。
And this oneness is one body and one Holy Spirit.
也是一个主。
One Lord.
然后到了以弗所书第五章呢，这心腹要被预备好。
And chapter 5 of book Ephesians is that the bride should be fully adorned.
所以在使徒行传第二章给我们看到，首先看到的就是什么？首先看到的就是身体。
So book of Acts chapter 2, first we see is the body.
所以今天我们如果有机会进入这个身体的经历，我们要感谢主。
So if today we have the experience to enter in, we have the experience to enter into the body, then that we have to thank the Lord.
我们要彼此劝勉。
We have to encourage one another.
我们不要让别人失去机会，我们也不要自己放弃的机会。
We do not let others to lose the opportunity. Also, we do not give up this opportunity ourselves.
因为身体若正常的是没感觉的。
For if a body is normal, then you don't feel anything.
身体如果什么地方觉得特别好像存在的时候，那边通常都出问题了。
Whenever you feel some part of a body is there, actually there is a problem.
但是我们求主帮助我们。
But may the Lord help us.
能够在主同在，在主圣灵的带领底下，能够有个身体见证的时机。
So with Lord's presence and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, there's a reality of the testimony of the body.
所以第一个传基督耶稣为主的重点就是在基督身体的见证里面传基督耶稣为主。
So the first important point about preaching Christ Jesus as Lord is to preach Christ Jesus as Lord in the body.
这个是在宇宙当中有震撼性的效果的。
This has a great impact in the universe.
这不单是叫我们生命可以长大，这在宇宙当中，在属灵界有震撼性的果效。
Not only our life can grow, but also there's this great impact in universe and also in spiritual realm.
如果我们愿意跟从主，服侍主。
If we are willing to follow the Lord and serve Him,
如果主要借着基督的身体带来宇宙性、关键性的震撼和改变的这个效果， 你愿不愿意跟随他？
If the Lord through the body of Christ would do this transforming impact and shaking work in the critical turning point universe, are you willing to follow?
主是用教会，教会是基督的身体，用他的身体来见证，头在天上，身体在地上，身体能够执行天上头的一切的吩咐。
And the Lord uses this as the body of Christ, that body is on the earth and head is in heaven, and using this body is able to operate all the administration of the head.
当然有人说这不是人过的生活。
Of course, some people say that's not life for earthly man.
没一个人可以完成这件事。
Nobody can, it's not possible for any man to accomplish this.
这句话是真实的。
It's true.
但是主救我们是基督在我们里面活。
But as Lord saves us, as Christ lives in us.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
No longer live I, but Christ lives in me.
如果我们真的进入这个实际，
If we truly enter into its reality,
我们做一个正常的肢体，就变成不是困难的事。
Then it becomes not a difficult thing for us to be a normal member.
现在活着的不再是我，
No longer live I.
是基督在我里面，神的儿子，因我们是因神儿子信心而活，是基督在我里面活着。
For we live based on the faith of Christ Jesus, and it's Christ living me.
我在主的怜悯底下，能够受圣灵的膏抹。
Under the mercy of the Lord, that I'm able to be anointed by the Holy Spirit.
你若有这个实际，你会发现家庭生活是个不同的生活。
If you have such reality, then you realize that family life will be different.
你若有这个实际，你发现工作生活也是一个不同的生活。
With this reality, then you realize working life will be different.
若有这个实际，你发现弟兄姊妹的互动常常遇见主。
When you have this reality, you find that interaction between brothers and sisters will often meet the Lord.
就只要有主的带领，你受圣灵的膏抹，你就发现常常遇见主。
As long as there's the leading of the Lord and being anointed by the Holy Spirit, then you meet the Lord often.
而且常常很奇妙，就是说我们是在经历的过程中，不是先分析它。
And it's very amazing that in the midst of our experience, we don't try to analyze it first.
我回想我那时候在台湾证管会工作的时候，
As I think of my time working in the Department of Finance in Taiwan,
我在经过那些事情的时候，我事先都不知道发生事情。
When I went through all what happened prior to that, I did not know what happened.
我也不知道主做的事。
I did not know what the Lord has done.
我只知道说主，我受主感动是要这样，是要这样，是要这样。
I only knew that I'm being touched by the Lord to do this step and next step.
那我就是做的，做的，做的。
So I did all those.
然后平安，平安，平安。
And then peace, peace, peace.
碰到不平安的时候，就到主面前寻求怎样能够是主给我平安。
When I face something that's without peace, then I come before the Lord to seek how I can have peace.
但就在一个自己不是一事情一下子明白的情况底下，就被带过去。
Then even before I understand everything, the Lord brought me through.
有的带过去不久，我就发现主在当中做工了。
Then sometimes not long after the Lord brought me through, then I realized the Lord was working in the midst of everything.
我过程当中只看见主有没有带领。
During the process, I only saw whether the Lord was guiding or not.
我并不知道主怎么做工。
I did not understand how the Lord worked.
等到过去之后，再回头一看，哇，这是个奇妙的工作。
But after the Lord brought me through, then I look back, I realized it was an amazing work.
只要当时在过程中有一点的不顺服，这就不会成就。
So in the midst of the process, if there was little bit of disobedience, then the thing would not be accomplished.
那个是很宝贵的经历。
That was a very precious experience.
今天我们在弟兄姊妹当中也会这样的。
Today among brothers and sisters, same thing will happen.
啊，我们现在是活在这个速食的时代，就什么 fast food, 这是 instant food.
Today we live in such an instant food generation.
所以我们做什么事都盼望马上有一个立即的正面的反应。
So whatever we do, we want to see instant results.
而且我们如果自己想说，哎，这个都没什么用，就一点都不愿意去进入那样。
So if we saw that this is no use, then we would not even want to touch it.
那是我们的想法。
That's our own thoughts.
我在经历上见证一件事情。 神的意念包括人的意念。
In my own experience, I testify that Lord's will is higher than our will.
神的道路高过人的道路。
Lord's way is higher than our ways.
所以如果我们真的让主做主,
If truly we let Lord be our Lord,
你就发现很多时候我不是一下子明白, 但是主就我只知道主真的是这样带领。
So very often we don't really understand it right away, but I know the Lord is guiding this way.
你后来你这里面那个敬拜是真实的。
Then the worship come out from your heart later on will be so real.
那个感谢是真实的。
And the thanksgiving will be so real.
如果按照那个所成的, 我没那个智慧。
If based on what happened, I really don't have such wisdom.
按照那个所成的, 没有那个能力。
Based on what happened, based on what was accomplished, I had no such ability.
所以智慧是属乎他的。
So wisdom belongs to him.
能力是属乎他的。
Ability belongs to him.
所以弟兄姊妹在一起。
So when brothers and sisters are together,
不要太势利,
do not count everything in details.
绝对没有好处, 我不跟你来往。
If I think I don't gain much profit from you, then I don't want to interact with you.
你可能损失比你的算计更大。
It might be that you lose even more than what you have calculated.
因为神是把我们摆成一个身体。
For the Lord put us in one body,
这超过我们可以想象的,
surpassing what we can understand.
我们需要照着主带领就做一个健康的肢体。
We need, according to Lord's guidance, to be a healthy member of the body.
这个健康的肢体就是头吩咐他的时候叫他举起他就会举起。
A healthy member of the body is that when the head commands the hand to be raised up, then the hand will be raised up.
我们不要做那个肢体，头吩咐他举起，他呢却是往另外的方向去。
Let's not be the member of the body that when the head asks the hand to raise up, but the hand goes backwards.
所以我们需要学会受头的指挥。
So we have to learn to be directed by the head.
主已经是我们的主。
Lord's already our Lord.
最后给大家看一节圣经。
Let's look at a place of
scripture. 罗马书第十章。
Book of Romans chapter 10.
这一章我们常常用来传福音的，不，这一节我们用来传福音。
This verse we often use when we share the gospel.
第九节，第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里相信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
我们常常用这一节鼓励将要接受主的朋友。
Often we use this verse to encourage those friends who believe the Lord.
你若口里认耶稣为主,
For if thy mouth confess, Lord Jesus is the Lord.
就是主耶稣是主,
that is,
Lord, 从这个相信人嘴巴说出来,
that is the one who believes, confess that Lord Jesus is the Lord.
但他同时有一个条件,
But there's also the same criteria.
心里相信神叫他从死里复活,
And your heart believes that God has raised him from the dead.
也就是耶稣基督已经复活。
That is Lord Jesus Christ already risen.
所以一个真正得救的人是耶稣基督在他已经复活在他身上事实。
So for someone who truly believes is that for Jesus Christ to be risen from the dead is a reality in him.
他也愿意承认这个复活的主就是他的主，所以他也复活。
So he's willing to confess that this Lord who has risen is his Lord, so therefore he also raised together.
所以这个如果这个人他已经复活，那他就是能够受复活的主来照复活的主的心意来带领他。
So if this person has been risen, then he's able to be guided by the will of the Lord who has risen.
所以他可以 逐渐的更多的表现出他已经复活的实际。
So gradually he can furthermore manifest that he is already risen.
所以他是主。
So he's the Lord.
是从信耶稣一第一天开始的。
Starts from the day, the first day we believe in Lord Jesus.
所以不是后来才有的。
Does not happen later on.
所以我们求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
不是嘴里喊主啊主啊。
It's not that we just called out Lord, Lord.
是真的他在我们心里面做主。
It's true that he is the Lord in our hearts.
他复活，我也复活。
He is already risen, so am I risen too.
他升天，我也与他同坐在天上。
He's ascended on high, and I'm sitting together with him in the heavenlies.
这时候，我们的个人生活，我们的教会生活，我们的家庭生活，我们的各样的生活，就会产生奇妙的变化。
So then, our family life, our personal life, and our church life will be amazingly changed.
所以，当我们传基督耶稣为主的时候，不是喊一个口号。
So it's not a slogan when we say we preach Christ Jesus as the Lord.
因为我们活在他做主的实际。
Because we live in the reality that He is the Lord.
所以他怎样是一位复活的主？我们活在他是复活的实际。
So how He is a risen Lord, we live in the reality that He is risen.
他怎样掳掠仇敌？我们怎样靠着他胜过黑暗的权势。
How he has taken enemy into captivity, also by him we overcome the power of darkness.
他怎样现在在天上，他其实就是极度的渴慕我们能够快快的到宝座前跟他相会。
As he is now in heaven, he truly longing that we can quickly to meet him before the throne.
如果他真是我们的主，
If he truly is our Lord,
我们应该思念宝座的事情。
We should mind the things of the throne.
宝座的呼召应该成为我们向往的方向。
Calling of the throne should become the direction of our longing.
我们地上可以很富有。
We can be wealthy on earth.
我们可以过得非常的惬意。
We can have a comfort life.
但是我们更大的心愿是到宝座。
But our even more desire is to go to the throne.
这是主在那里等我们。
Our Lord is waiting for us there.
主盼望我们当中有这样的器皿出现。
Our Lord is really waiting for such a vessel to be appear.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你给我们回头的亮光。
Lord, we do pray that you give us light as we look back those words.
若有什么话是可以叫我们得益处的。
If there are any words that can edify us.
求你圣灵再重新向我们说一遍。
Do pray your Holy Spirit once again speak to us.
让我们得着你所要我们得着的。
So we can gain what you would like us to gain.
把荣耀敬拜的归给你。
We give you all the glory and adoration.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.